there were some positives for Carlton continuing yesterday too. Was it on your news where we saw Charlie Kerno doing some really good work?
Yeah.
And Andrew Russell, who says that that Charlie's progressing really well. Let's have a listen.
Charlie Kerno continues to progress really well. He's back out there doing skills, which is great. Everyone's excited to have him on the track. He looks as dynamic as he's ever looked. He's kicking goals from 50, which the boys love, gets him up and about. He needs a month at least of full training, and then at that time we'll assess and see when he's ready to be out there on the footy field again.
That's
positive. That's
optimism.
Well, that's a follow-on from the fact that Harry Mackay has re-signed at the club, which is a great thing for Carlton. Wayne Campbell has written an article in The Age today, Big Changes May Be On The Way at Carlton. That's the headline. Obviously, he doesn't write the headline. But he makes this interesting point. What can Blues fans expect from this review? Change? Big change? Well, you don't get to this position and then punt the property steward. So what are you saying? You don't conduct a review like this and then punt the property steward. So there will be some change around the coach. And he goes back to the review they did at Geelong many years ago. And at the end of all that, they decided that Bomber Thompson was to stay as the coach, but he just needed to focus more on football. So changes were made around him, which is exactly what might happen here as a result of this Carlton investigation into their football club and the way that it handles situations and the way that it's run and conducted.
Yeah, well, they go in with they should go in with no preconceived ideas about what they're going to find, and it might spit out that the players aren't good enough. Well, it might spit out that the coach is not good enough. It might spit out a whole lot of different things. So, interesting. I think Carlton people generally who you talk to are pretty happy that the review's happening.
Yeah, well, they should be. They should be. Yeah. I mean, when you're not performing to the expectation that everybody expected you to or you expected yourselves to do, then you've got to find the reasons why. And then, you've got to identify those problems, Gary. And then you've got to fix them. And we watch Carlton play, and I think we all understand what their problems are from time to time, and we're not seeing a fix to those problems. So then the determination of this review is then to find out, okay, why haven't they been fixed? Is it because the players aren't adhering to the plan, or aren't they putting the right plan in place? And who's responsible for that department within their coaching structure? And that's what these reviews do. They spit out the answers to those questions.
It's a big job for Matt Pavlich, isn't it? So he's going to have to obviously come over and embed himself here and spend a lot of time talking to a lot of people. He's one of the reviewers.
Mm. Is that what I guess he'll have to. You can't. Well, he can't do a review from Perth.
No, exactly. So, that's a big responsibility at the feet of the champ, the champ from Western Australia.